Dane and Waukesha counties accounted for more than a fifth of the growth, adding nearly 57,000 residents between them. Milwaukee County, by far the state's most populous, actually shrunk by about 3,000 people. As a whole, Wisconsin grew by more than 4.5%. Department of Administration spokesman Scott Larrabee says it's also significant that more people moved into the state than left it.
And that's attributed to our investments in our education system and our high quality of life, and also our business community, which is vibrant and growing.
But more births and fewer deaths played a bigger role in the state's population growth over the past 6 years, and the overall rate of growth was actually slower than in previous decades. Todd Berry is president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. He says figures like these beg questions that public officials should be considering.
How is Wisconsin going to deal with the fact that it is going to be, in population terms, a slower growing state than other states, and that we aren't going to have a workforce that's growing as fast as it was in the past? We're going to have a worker shortage in the years to come.
For example, Berry says that in the 1990s, Wisconsin grew nearly twice as fast as it's projected to this decade. Larrabee says the state's steady growth is actually desirable because it doesn't lead to housing or water shortages that plague communities that grow too fast. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.